talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do or say to our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I want to be your man. I said a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
From my front porch looking in, there's a carrot top we can barely walk with a sippy cup of milk. A little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong, cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was My Front Porch Looking In by Lone Star, in addition to the great Chris Isaac with Talking About a Home. And a special thanks to our show producer, Colin Voigt, for choosing those that home-related home theme song that we just played. And we want your requests. If you have a favorite home theme song that you'd like us to play at the beginning of our show, please visit Charleston Home and Design Magazine's Facebook page. Make a comment requesting a song, and we will play your request, and we will send you a free Charleston Home and Design Magazine t-shirt just to say thank you. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up January 27th through the 29th at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Also, Charleston's only open-air home show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, which is going to be taking place in April at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island. And the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August, also at the brand new Gilliard. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with Kevin Kooser with Kooser Painting. Also, Terry Menick with Garage Experts. Randy Wright with Century Glass. And today's radio show is being sponsored by Energy One America, and we'll be talking with Thomas Hellhoff with Energy One America. And Energy One America is one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 27th through the 29th at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. We have lots of great things planned for that. The show is sold out. I hate to admit that because I guess they say in marketing you should never sell out, but we all of the spaces and inside the Charleston Home and Design Show at the brand new Gilliard Center are spoken for. And if you would like to if you'd like to be in one of our future home shows, you can give us a call at 843-577-7652. That's 843-577-7652. That's the creative offices of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. You have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is being sponsored by Energy One America, and we're very proud to have Energy One America as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 27th through the 29th at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Thomas Hellhoff with Energy One America. How you doing, Thomas?
Good. How you doing, Tim?
Good. Thomas, take a moment and tell everybody about Energy One America.
Energy One America is an insulation company based right here in Charleston. We're off of Clements Ferry Road, so we're locally owned and operated. We have a lot of employees. We're pretty big, and we travel with our commercial division and new construction, but our residential in retrofit here is what I do. And we're so happy. Everybody loves our company. I mean, mm-hmm. All the employees love working for us, working for the owners, and it's an awesome company.
Good deal. So the weather is getting colder, and how can Energy One America help homeowners keep their homes more comfortable and more importantly, help them save money on their energy bills?
It's better insulation. You know, houses are built from new construction. They're built with very low standards of insulating homes, and we do is make homes more energy efficient, making it a tighter fit for your attic or your crawl space. To be keeping the air out, air is your enemy, and keeping the radiant heat from entering your attic. So it makes your house more comfortable.
Mm-hmm. So even new houses, most homes and even new homes that were recently built, maybe in the last 5-15 years, probably have fiberglass insulation, the type of insulation that you roll out in the attic and so forth. And talk about the difference between spray foam insulation from Energy One America and just the normal fiberglass insulation that somebody may have in their attic.
Okay. Spray foam stops the radiant heat at the roof point, so we're changing a thermal boundary from the floor to the roof.
What is radiant heat?
No, the radiant heat is coming from the sun.
Okay.
And so your thermal boundary right now of fiberglass on the floor, it air goes through fiberglass. It's like an air filter for your heating and air unit.
Mm-hmm.
So air is sucking your air conditioning out of the house through all the little nooks and crannies, little holes, the pull downstairs, the wires, the plumbing pipes. So we're shutting off the air flow in the attic space so it doesn't suck the air conditioning out. Radiant heat is R means resistance, so it's just absorbing that heat, and we're now changing it to the roof where it's not going to allow the heat to come into the attic. So at 94.9% heat reduction.
Mm-hmm. So we're even though it's cold weather, we're talking about what it's like in the attic in the summertime, and everyone has had to make one of those trips up to the attic in the summer, and it doesn't take long for you to start sweating, and you know it might be 120 degrees up there, and you have the sun beating down on your roof, and most houses have like a dark colored shingle on their roof, so that's absorbing the heat from the sun, and then that heat is being radiated into your attic, and the only thing standing between all that heat from the sun and your living space below is that fiberglass insulation. Mm-hmm. And you're saying that spray foam insulation is applied to the roof sheeting. Okay. Sheathing. Is that right?
That's correct.
So instead of you can still keep your fiberglass insulation in your attic floor, but it's not going to have to work as hard with the spray foam insulation that's applied to the attic roofline sheathing. Is that right?
That's correct. And you don't need the insulation on the floor at that point anymore. Your insulation, your thermal boundary is now changed to the roof.
Gotcha.
So we prefer it to have no insulation at all on the floor. But if you want to leave it, it's up to you. It depends on what kind of insulation mm-hmm. you have, of course, and how big it is, how thick it is.
So you can walk into your attic after having spray foam insulation put in by Energy One America, and what's the temperature going to be like in the summertime in your attic?
Every house is different. I would say 10, 12 degree difference from your house.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I mean, if you and I can go hang out in your attic in July and watch a baseball game for 3 hours, we're not going to be running out of the house, mm-hmm. out of the attic. We'll sit there and enjoy that baseball game. A little
gotcha.
Warmer, but it's not going to be as kind of the air conditioning running.
The conventional wisdom in years past used to be that a house needed to breathe, and that's changed. You might have a roof vent in your, is it called a ridge vent?
Ridge vent.
Ridge vent in your roof. to allow air movement inside your attic. And when you put in that, that spray foam insulation, you're sealing up any of the any chance of air infiltrating and also leaving the house. Is that right?
That's correct. You have ventilation in the attic because the heat is in the attic so much. Mm-hmm. So if you didn't have ventilation, your attic would be even hotter. By having your attic ventilated, it helps. It's called Venturi effect, to take in the air out to the highest point, low flow to the high flow. With foam, you're not going to have that heat now coming into the attic, so you don't need the ventilation.
Mm-hmm.
It seals it up. Air is your enemy. It's not just the radiant heat.
Gotcha. So we're talking a lot about what it's like in the summertime, but how does the spray foam insulation from Energy One America help people in the wintertime in the colder months?
It's more superior insulation, so you're not going to have that cold air in your attic. It also protects your ducts that are inside the attic too. 10% of ducts leak, so it's 10%. It's a big number. So mm-hmm. that cold air is not going to get into your duct lines and then through the insulation. That access door is not insulated properly, so it makes your whole entire envelope a lot more comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes people have the wherewithal to pay to have the entire house spray foam insulated, but sometimes they choose to do it in phases. What would be the number one, number two kind of areas of the home that you would recommend, that Energy One America would recommend people insulate with spray foam insulation?
Well, the biggest bang for your buck is your attic, because that's your biggest problem. Your second would be the crawl space. So I'll go number one, attic, number two, crawl space. Crawl spaces need a lot of work too. A lot of moisture here in Charleston, a lot of humidity, moisture in the ground. Crawl space is important to tackle. You don't get the bigger bang for your buck because it's the bottom part of the house, but it is still a significant mm-hmm. amount. So crawl space encapsulations, if you have your ducts in a crawl space, it's a great thing to have as an encapsulation. If you have you don't have your ducts in your crawl space, you can go with the spray foam in a crawl space.
Mm-hmm. And this is quite a big surprise to a lot of people. You would think that the walls would be like the number one area where heat or heated air or conditioned air in the summer would escape through your walls, but that's not really a big deal, right?
It's not as a bigger deal than it is for your roof. It's a 10% energy loss is coming from your wall, so it's not that, you know, your bigger point of loss is your attic.
Right. So if you get your attic and your crawl space spray foam insulated from Energy One America, you're pretty much going to be all set. You don't have to worry too much about your walls.
Correct.
Gotcha. And the other product that Energy One America, or one of the other products that you folks have, is to enclose a crawl space. And talk about that a little bit.
Well, crawl space encapsulation has a thick liner that goes on the walls, the floor. We insulate the outside wall of your inside of the crawl space. We have a dehumidifier. We put an energy efficient custom make a door to fit your access door. It's sealed on all four corners. The vents are closed and keeps the temperature, keeps the humidity out and the moisture out of the crawl space.
In our old house, we didn't have any insulation underneath the floorboards, and in the wintertime, you would feel that cold air coming up through the hardwood floor, or the cracks in the hardwood floor. If somebody's crawl space is encapsulated, will they still have that those cold, drafty floors?
No, because we got a sealed crawl. It's the air is not the outside air is not coming into your crawl space anymore. It's, air is your enemy.
Mm-hmm.
So when we seal a crawl space, we're stopping all the air, that cold air that's rushing in through your vents. Mm-hmm. Your crawl space is cold, so it's got a lot of cold air in there. We seal it off. It's not going to have that.
Mm-hmm. You know, the comfort of you and your family at home is very, very important. But you know, you can spend money like crazy making yourself comfortable. The nice thing about having spray foam insulation put in your house or enclosing your crawl space is the money that you spend on those services, there's going to be a payback, right, through energy savings. So little by little, each month, you are being repaid for that money that you spent up front to make your house more comfortable for your family.
That's correct. Comfort is king. So most people I run into is doing this for their comfort level. But they love it when they are saving money energy bills. Mm-hmm. When I work the home shows, and I go to the home shows every time, and I work it, we run into customers. They come up to us all the time and say, "Man, you insulated my house a year and a half ago, and it's paying back in big numbers."
Mm-hmm.
And every house is different, so you can't say a number how much you're going to save, but no one is saying, "Oh, we didn't get a savings."
Mm-hmm.
It's you get a payback over time. So mm-hmm. It does pay for itself.
There you go. Well, how can folks get more information about Energy One America?
Look us up, energyoneamerica.com. Or come to the home show and come see our booth. I'm in there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Glad to meet you.
Good deal. And once again, we're very proud to have Energy One America as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 27th through the 29th at the brand new Gilliard Center. And we've been talking with Thomas Hellhoff with Energy One America. Thanks, Thomas.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is being sponsored by Energy One America, and we're very proud to have Energy One America as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 27th through the 29th at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Kevin Kooser with Kooser Painting. How are you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. Kevin, take a moment and tell everybody about Kooser Painting.
Kooser Painting has been in Charleston since 1996. We're celebrating our 20th year. We've been around, done many wonderful projects in Charleston. Proud to say that we do the outside of Drayton Hall. We did McLeod Plantation when it was turned into a park. Do the outside of the Francis Marion Hotel, many of the churches in the city we've painted. And we get the opportunity to step into some of the finest homes you could ever imagine and get the privilege of painting them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite rewarding.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And how long has Kooser Painting been around?
20 years.
20 years. Well,
yep.
Congratulations on that. You must have a lot of happy customers over the years.
We would like to think so, yes, sir.
Uh-huh. you've mentioned some high-profile homes that Kooser Painting has serviced. Why are these people asking Kooser Painting to do their painting?
I think I'd like to think that when I started the company, it was just me, and I've always privileged myself on painting a house as if it were my own and being a man of my word and picking up the phone when it rings instead of not answering it when you know it's maybe a potential problem on the other end of the line.
Mm-hmm.
Always take the phone calls, always do what you can. And once in a while, if you have to take a loss to make somebody happy, that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, if you make enough people happy in this city, it's all word of mouth. You'll never run out of work.
That's true. That's true. What are some of the challenges unique to Charleston that Kooser Painting has to deal with when you're painting someone's house? You know, we've got high humidity, we've got the salty air, we've got the blazing sun in the summertime. How do all of these add up to the challenges of, because people want you to paint their house and then they don't want to, I mean, it says on the side of the can 20 or 25 years, so, but it doesn't seem like it seems like your house needs to be repainted in less time than that.
Yeah, in this climate, no matter what people tell you, if you get 7 years out of a paint job, you're doing good, because it's not just the climate, but they're doing everything to make paint environmentally safe, which is also taking out the stuff that makes paint good. You know, that's why there's paint isn't as good as it was 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Because they're making it environmentally friendly. And then back to the Charleston, But the biggest thing about painting downtown is parking.
True.
And everybody wants their house to be painted, but nobody wants a neighbor to get their house painted, so you have to deal with the neighbors. And then the other thing is all the old houses downtown have lead paint on them. So you're working in zero lot lines. A neighbor's house is 10 feet away, and you're working 25 feet in the air, and you have to catch all the lead paint that comes down, not kill plants with plastic, which is what the sunlight and plastic kills every plant. So it can be quite a challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Kooser Painting is obviously certified to work with lead paint removal, and that's important because if you're not certified to work with lead paint, it's the homeowner can face a pretty big fine, in addition to the paint contractor if they're not certified. Is that right?
That's correct. We're an EPA certified lead firm. Basically, if you have a house that was built before 1978, you have to have an EPA certified lead firm to work on your house. Just for the liability purpose of you're having your house painted and the people are scraping it. Let's say they leave paint chips on the ground, the neighbor's dog eats it, the neighbor's dog goes blind, all kinds of problems. So, mm-hmm. You know, you definitely have to be EPA certified. Even though I could tell you I'd ride around town, there's people that aren't every day, but, you know, what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. You just if you aren't EPA certified, you can face up to $90,000 worth of fines per day per job.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. Is there are there certain colors? We're talking mostly about the exterior now, but are there certain colors that don't last as long and other colors that will hold up longer on the exterior of your house?
Yeah, more neutral colors tend to last longer, and anything with extreme color, like a purple or a dark blue, anything that has a lot of tint to make that color fades quicker mm-hmm. than a neutral color.
So a darker color would fade quicker?
Yes, sir.
And this is kind of surprising because it's not a dark color, but yellow, the color of yellow fades very quickly too,
very
right?
Very quickly, yes, sir. And it takes a lot of coats to cover, which is even more ironic.
Mm-hmm.
Yellows, like a red. Reds and yellows are known to take not two coats, but sometimes four or five coats to make mm-hmm. them cover the way they should.
When we built our house, we learned about the term light reflective value, which is associated with every type of paint. If you turn a paint swatch over, it'll say the LRV on the back of the paint swatch. And we took that into account in picking our paint color because we didn't want the paint to have to fade so quickly. And so a homeowner can choose a paint color that will last longer than another one. That's if they care about trying to make their paint color last, that's something they should think about.
Yes, definitely. They do have it, and it's a good little thing for the color charts to have so that you know about that and take that into consideration when you're picking your colors.
Mm-hmm. Does Kooser Paint prefer a certain type, a certain brand of paint?
The Sherwin Williams people are not going to like that I like Ben Moore.
Uh-huh, okay.
I've painted my whole life, and I've never had failure with Benmore paint, and it's just you don't fix it if it's not broken, and it's nothing against Sherwin Williams, but I do prefer Benmore.
Mm-hmm. And another thing I've always heard a tip about having your house painted is never buy cheap paint. Always go with the best paint that you can buy. Because as a percentage of the entire paint project budget, the paint is a very small fraction compared to the labor that's involved.
That's absolutely correct. If you're going to wash your house, scrape it down, prime it, you just as well spend money after you've paid for all that labor, spend a few more dollars on the paint because it will make a huge difference. It may not show in the first year, but 4 or 5 years down the line, you'll know that it'll make a huge difference.
Mm-hmm. There are times when you let me put this a different way. Are there times when you will suggest to a homeowner that they maybe not use a latex-based paint, but maybe an oil-based paint for certain situations?
Well, basically, the only thing we use oil paint on anymore is interior trim. Everything exterior is latex, because anything exterior that is, if you put oil-based paint, which very few companies even make oil-based exterior paint. Matter of fact, I don't even know who does. But it tends to mildew much, much quicker. So if you had a exterior of a house that was painted with oil-based paint, it will have mildew twice as fast as a house with latex.
Hmm. Interesting. And inevitably, a paint contractor is going to run into issues as they're prepping a house that are not paint related, you know, carpentry repairs and wood rot and things like that. How does Couser Painting handle that kind of situation when you run up against something?
We're downtown. We always run into it, and usually we don't even get quotes on the wood rot repairs until we prep a house, because you uncover so many things when you do it. Mm-hmm. You can have houses that look like there's virtually nothing wrong with them, and once you start with those scrapers and stuff, pretty soon you have a huge mess on your hands.
Mm-hmm. What kind of a backlog does Couser Painting have in terms of lining up your customers?
Right now, that's the first question I ask you is, when do you want your house painted? Because if your answer is within the next couple months, I can't help you. We have 26 guys working for us, and right now we have 50 jobs on our job list. We're out probably close to 2 to 3 months at mm-hmm. least.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. Well, Charleston is very busy when it comes to building and remodeling. So, definitely plan ahead and start the process. Do your homework you have time to interview different contractors and choose that paint contractor like Couser Painting, and then you'll get on their schedule and they will eventually get to you, right?
We get to everybody. We go through jobs very quickly, but a lot of times there's deadlines, weddings and anniversaries and just all kinds of deadlines mm-hmm. for people moving in on this date. So you're always shifting focus. Every day is a new day.
Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Couser Painting?
You can look at our work at Couser Painting Facebook, and you can go to couserpainting.com and look at our projects. And you can also email me at kevincouser@couserpainting.com.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Kevin Couser with Couser Painting. Thanks so much, Kevin.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Randy Wright with Century Glass. How you doing, Randy?
Doing well, Tim.
Good.
Appreciate being here.
Sure. Randy, take a moment and tell everybody about Century Glass.
Well, Century Glass has been serving South Carolina since 1991. We've got two branches, one up in Columbia, South Carolina, and of course one down here in Charleston. And Century Glass does all facets of glass. We mm-hmm. do from the fogged window in your home to the shower door in your home, mirrors, the windshield in your car. You know, we can both repair or replace those little rot chips that you get in your windshield.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a commercial division, and our commercial division is new commercial construction and renovation work.
Mm-hmm.
We also, through that division, we're able to take care of broken door glasses. You know, a lot of businesses, door glasses will get broken out or their closer will give out. And we can replace that closer, replace those pivots if your door's not shutting okay, or even if you need to add a panic device to your door. You know, mm-hmm.
What's a panic device?
Panic device is a device that you push. Sometimes they're crash bars going across, and sometimes now we can actually retrofit most doors with a paddle handle, and you just hit the little paddle handle, the door will lock, and it's good for after hours when you got employees in the building. You don't want the public to come in at that time. It lets you lock that door, but then in the odd chance there's an emergency, the employees can get out. They just walk up, you hit that panel, it disengages the lock, and they're outside.
Wow, interesting. Very relevant for today.
Yes.
Well, there are quite a few different things that Century Glass can help people with as it relates to glass in their car and in their home. Let's talk about the shower doors for a second. I went on vacation with my family recently. We rented a condo in Florida, and in the beautiful new renovation of this condo, they had torn out the tubs and put in a walk-in shower in the two bathrooms in this condo with a nice glass heavy glass shower door. Are you finding is Century Glass doing a lot of that for homeowners?
Yes, we are. We're doing it for both in the commercial segment, you know, as people are renovating condo units, hotels, and then but the bulk of our work is actually in people's homes when they go in and renovate. You don't always have to completely tear out the bathroom to get that open look. You know, a lot of homes that were built 10, 15 years ago, they got that fully framed builder's grade shower door, and you got that bright brass staring you in the face every time you walk in there. And in most cases, if you've got a Michelin or a tile background, we can come in and we can actually pull that door out and go back in with a frameless shower door. And it's unbelievable how much it will open up a bathroom. Not just to not see those metal lines when you walk in the door.
Mm-hmm. And at the Century Glass showroom in North Charleston, you have several vignettes set up demonstrating the different shower glass, heavy glass doors that are available for people. Right?
Yes, we do. We actually have the largest shower door showroom in Charleston. And we have over 20 doors on display that people can come in and really start to get an idea of what they would like to either, you know, go to during the renovation or, again, replace an existing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we encourage people to come by. We're open from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. Again, most people that come in are very, very impressed with the options that they didn't know were available to them.
What's the one glass shower door that Century Glass has that kind of has the wheel that is kind of, it's part of the mechanism. It runs on a track, and that wheel just gives that sort of like industrial kind of look or flavor to that shower door.
Yeah, that's our ProLine door, and it's our most popular sliding door. It's got a fixed panel. And then the other panel slides, and again, it's a beautiful door. Comes in brushed nickel, chrome, and oil rub bronze, and it's customizable, so we can get it to fit any real surround.
Mm-hmm.
We can do them with the return panel back to a wall, so you actually end up with three pieces of glass. You got one coming out from the wall, and then you've got the panel and the sliding door. Really dresses up a bathroom. It's my favorite door out of all the doors.
Yeah,
that we
me
install.
Too. Is the glass that it goes into a heavy glass shower door from that Century Glass would install? Is it you know, do they break? Is it dangerous at all?
Well, any glass breaks. What we do with glass that goes into a bathroom setting is the glass goes through what's called a tempering process. So if in the very off chance, we have very few pieces of glass actually break once they're after they've been installed. But they go through the tempering process, and it's a heating and cooling process that not only strengthens the glass, but it also, when it breaks, instead of breaking in large shards like you'll see in the movies, that type of thing, it actually breaks into the real small pieces, kind of like the window of your car.
Mm-hmm.
And where, yes, these little pieces might nick you up if you happen to be in the way when it comes down. It's not something that's going to slice an artery or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And we're required by code to put that in.
Mm-hmm.
But
you know, shower glass doors generally don't break. I mean, there have been times we've got a glass shower enclosure at our house, and occasionally my daughters will shut the door a little harder than I want them to, but nothing's ever happened. I mean, it's not an issue, really.
That tempering process triples the strength of the glass. So, like I said, very rarely. I can count on one hand the amount of times that I've had that we've had a customer call and say either our door or a door that somebody else has installed has shattered.
Mm-hmm. And I've seen situations where there's glass that's used on the as a floor. And like in skyscrapers, people can walk out onto that glass and look down, you know, 80 stories or something like that. And so it's meant to be. It can be built, you know, to be very structural and safe.
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, we did some all glass stair treads and some landings in a house over on Seabrook here. Mm. It was, you know, very nice. Again, it's the same strong tempered glass. Made in layers. It's got a laminated plastic in between it to hold it all together. So even in the off chance it was to break, nothing's going to fall. It's just going to break and stay in place. And these other pieces of glass and the inner layers will hold it all together.
Gotcha. What about the just anybody who is living in a house of a few years has probably got at least one window where it's kind of gotten a little foggy and hard to see through. And what's happening with that window, and how can Century Glass help a homeowner with that?
Well, what's happening with the glass is the windows in your home, you know, for the last 20 years. Are actually two pieces of glass that are together with an airspace in there, and that's what gives you your insulating properties of the glass, is that airspace. And what happens over time is there is a band that goes around the edges of that glass to keep it sealed as one unit, and that band gives way. Just, you know, pressure washing, the deflection of a pressure washing stream in the center of your window. In a you know, window that's been sitting there for a few years, will cause that to flex in. It starts to break and deteriorate that seal, and then air and moisture get in there. And the good thing about these units is, in most cases, instead of having to replace your entire window, we can come in, we take your frame apart, we'll measure your glass and order you a new piece of glass. And then we'll come out and we'll just take the frame apart, put the new glass back in there, put the frame back together, and put it back in to the opening. And that way you're not buying new windows, you're not having to repaint, you know, window mm-hmm. frames to get them to match or anything like that.
That's great. And and then obviously with the auto glass, what keeps Century Glass busy when it comes to auto glass?
Mother Nature and the South Carolina roads. Most glass breaks start with a little rock chip in your windshield where a rock flies up and hit it. And if you can catch those early enough, those can actually be repaired. Mm. Most people don't think a whole lot about it. If it's not right there in your view, then, they tend to go on with time. And Mother Nature takes over, and in the extreme heat, and we got winter coming up, and just coming off of travel season, you know, most people are done vacationing with kids going back to school. When the cold sets in and that the windshield start frosting up, you put the heat of the defroster against the frost on the other side of that piece of glass, and those will start taking off. So mm. we always encourage everybody to get those windshields repaired while they can, and of course then, you know, if they do run, we can replace them. Most glass replacement in South Carolina is covered by your comprehensive insurance. And we usually will take the first call and call your insurance company. We work with almost all of them that write in the state and can verify your coverage and make sure that that's the case for you. Mm-hmm. And then our technicians are both certified through the Auto Glass Safety Council and our sealant manufacturers. They go through a very rigorous process to make sure that our guys do it right, because mm-hmm. that windshield is now a very critical safety component of your car. It keeps your airbags in place. Mm-hmm. And an improperly installed windshield, we've seen videos where the airbag goes off and it blows the windshield out of the car. Mm. Well, that doesn't do a whole lot for keeping you and your loved ones in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And keeping that airbag intact so that it does its job. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we always encourage people to make sure you're using a quality glass company that has certified technicians that are doing the job right. Because mm-hmm. unfortunately, in all industries, you got those select few out there who just try to cut corners.
Mm-hmm. Well, how can folks get more information about Century Glass?
Of course, we have a website, which is www.centuryglass.sc for southcarolina.com. They can visit our showroom over on Ashley Phosphate, or they can give us a call.
And that phone number?
It is 843-614-4628.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking to Randy Wright with Century Glass. Thanks so much, Randy.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Terry Meenick with Garage Experts. How are you doing, Terry?
Just fine.
Good. Terry, take a moment and tell everybody about Garage Experts.
Well, basically, we're a national company based out of Anaheim, California. We install garage flooring with a lifetime warranty. We also do industrial cabinets. We have 14 different colors of cabinets. We can pretty much design any configuration in your garage to free up storage that you need. Mm-hmm. And then on our coatings, we have 36 different colors in our base coatings, 5 different sizes of flake. We have 12 different brindle coatings, which look like a crushed stone. Do a lot of screen rooms, lanais, those type of things with that product, and do some garages with it as well. We have 18 lava flow colors, and we have 6 metallic colors. So we got a lot of options to choose from.
Okay. So the when you say you install garage floors, you're most people have just a poured concrete floor for their garage, and Garage Experts is putting a coating over that concrete in your garage?
Yes, sir. What we do, our application, we actually go in and grind the floor, and we have a big HEPA vacuum system that attaches to our grinding equipment. We grind every job we do. Then we put down a 2-part industrial grade epoxy, and it actually, we have patents on our wicking technology to go into the concrete. And then we do a 100% flake system. We just don't sprinkle some out. And then we put down a coat of clear fast seal on top of that. And then we come back with a high solids poly top coat that's completely hot tire resistant, won't yellow, and won't peel. Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like a lengthy process, all of these different steps.
We do. We can do up to a 3-car garage in one day, possibly a 4-car if it's not too cut up, but up to 1,000, 1,200 square feet in one day. They can use the garage that night or the next morning, just can't park on it for 3 or 4 days. On our website, it tells you 48 hours, but they're not in the low country. Everything cures out slower here.
Right, right. And what does the homeowner have to do to prepare for Garage Experts?
Really just get everything off the floor so we can get our equipment in. I don't want to get into the garage stuff moving business. We stay too busy to go around and move people's stuff out of the garages. And we do help out with big items, refrigerators, cabinets and coolers and different things like that. But the minutia stuff, we leave it to the homeowner typically.
All right, so they would have to move their items out of the garage.
Yeah, their bicycles, their tubs, whatever they have, anything like that.
Mm-hmm. I got you. Okay. All right. And then, what will a homeowner experience with the Garage Experts flooring afterwards? They've got this nice new flooring, and kind of describe, maybe some of the more popular coatings, the appearance, and and why they should have their concrete floor covered with this epoxy from Garage Experts.
Well, we've been manufacturing a product since 1989. We have over 40 million square feet down throughout the United States. We've specifically formulated our products to hold up to hot tires. That's where most people have problems with their coatings, is where the car sits and they come up at the hot tire. So there's a lot of products you can put down on a garage floor. But with our wicking technology and our industrial coating that we're using, it holds up a lot better than your do-it-yourselfers. Usually they don't have the grinding equipment to properly prep the floor. And like I say, it's just an industrial grade epoxy that's probably overkill for a residential garage, but that's what we use. And like I say, and we have franchises throughout the United States. And we do a garage every day.
Kind of describe the appearance of the garage floor when it's finished.
Well, it has a nice gloss sheen to it. It's easy to maintain. I use a Swiffer Jet sweeper on mine, a little spray thing. If you ever get hard water stains or anything like that, you can use white vinegar and water. I tell people if they have a golf cart, battery acid will damage a coating. About anybody's coating out there, golf cart acid will hurt it. But other than that, it's very easy to maintain, and we have 36 different basic colors in our standard flakes, and so the appearances just depends on what color of flake they want to get. And it also, the flake provides two different things. It provides the color of the floor, plus it provides a non-skid if you come in a wet vehicle.
Mm-hmm. And so, and besides a golf cart, the battery may be leaking a little bit, that'll stain the floor. Is there anything else that would stain this garage floor?
No, not really. And I just recommend people put a rubber mat under the golf carts, and that'll prevent that from happening. But other than that, everything, you can leave oil on this product on the floor for a month and go back and wipe it up. So there's really nothing out of a vehicle that's going to typically hurt the garage floor.
Gotcha. Okay. Who typically do you find reaching out to garage experts to get their garage floor done? It sounds like it. You know, if you're a big automobile enthusiast and you've got some antique cars and things like that, and a 8-car garage or something, is that typical or? You know, do you have just regular folks with a 2-car garage?
It's a combination of all of the above. We do quite a bit of commercial coatings. It's the same product that we use in our commercial applications to hold up against forklifts or any of that type of process as well. But we do single car garages, and that's where we do a lot of cabinets in the smaller garages because they don't have storage, and we can really maximize our storage with our cabinets or overhead or workbenches or overhead storage racks. So we can do a lot of different things, even in a small car, one car or 2-car garage. Mm-hmm.
And so besides the flooring, garage experts, you folks also provide cabinet and storage solutions for homeowners. And talk about the garage expert cabinet and storage solutions.
Well, our cabinets are industrial grade. They're not commercial grade. It's a heavier duty laminate that we have in 14 different colors. We have 3 different hardware options for them. All of our cabinets have a lifetime warranty as well as the flooring, and we have they're fully backed cabinets. We mount them onto the walls, so you don't really need legs under the cabinets, so you can clean under your garage floor. And if you get water in your garage, it doesn't get up to the cabinets to get them wet as well. And then our shelves are 1 inch thick. They're fully adjustable, and so really maximize what they're wanting to use in their garage as far as storage goes.
Typically, the garage is non-conditioned space. Are the cabinets from garage experts, are those meant for, you know, not necessarily the outdoors, but unconditioned space?
Yes, sir. They sure are for humidity, which we have a problem with here in the low country. They're designed to handle the humidity and not warp, lifetime warranty against warping and anything like that as well.
Mm-hmm. Do the garage experts customers, do they typically buy just the floor, or do they buy just the cabinets and storage, or do they typically do a combination?
It's a combination. Most of my business is the flooring. Probably about 20-25% of my customers do the cabinets as well, but the majority of what the work we do are the garage flooring.
Mm-hmm. And does garage experts assist the homeowner in terms of how to better organize their garage after these cabinets and storage solutions have been installed?
What we try to do is look at their needs and see what storage they may need and recommend different things, and then we put it on AutoCAD while we're there. We print it out and show them a full color picture of the cabinets after we design them, what they're going to look like after the garage is complete. And I've got pictures of garages of the drawings and taking pictures of the cabinets after they're installed, and you can't tell which is which. So it's a pretty impressive software package that we use to design the garage out. So they can, if they want to move a cabinet around or, you know, something like that, we can move them around. Our cabinets come in different heights, different widths, different depths. So a lot of variety we can do based on what their needs are.
Gotcha. And Garage Experts, you mentioned, is a franchise. It's a national company. Mm-hmm. And so if they ever had any problems in the future, there's somebody in a home office that they could reach out to.
There is. We're one of the few that we're the manufacturer and the installer. So ours is a national warranty. Everything we do is manufactured in the United States, and fully stand behind our warranties. And we have their, you know, reputation throughout the United States of doing so.
Well, you know, so many people, you drive around neighborhoods that you see their garage doors open, and You know, it's probably a little embarrassing if you've got kind of a cluttered garage, but certainly a source of pride if it's nice and organized and you've got that beautiful Garage Expert floor coating on there and becomes something that you invite your friends and family over to take a look and brag about your garage.
Yeah, it really changes. You know, I see a lot of some people want their garages spotless, and I see some I can barely walk into the door, but there's a lot of work to be done out there when you go around the neighborhood and see how many garages are really used. And what happens, people, that's where everything goes, is to the garage.
Right.
And so when we get done with one of our completed projects, it really helps them organize things that, you know, they're just piling up out there. They may be in their closets, maybe in their attics, different things that are hard to get to, like Christmas stuff, different things like that, and they put that in their cabinets in their garage and keep it out of sight.
Good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Garage Experts?
Well, they can go to Garage Experts. That's www.garageexperts.com, or they can give us a call at 843-765-4050.
All right, and what was that phone number once again?
It's 843-765-4050.
Okay, great.
Well, and if they type their zip code in too, when they go to our website, they can look at local jobs that we post every week that we do in this area.
Excellent. Well, we've been talking with Terry Meenich with Garage Experts. Thanks so much, Terry.
Thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And I want to take a couple of minutes and do something that we don't normally take time to do, and that is to promote one of our websites, which is called tryaninteriordesigner.com. tryaninteriordesigner.com. And we launched this website in 2016, and it's been going really, really well. We usually spend this time talking and interviewing the advertisers, the companies that you see in Charleston Home and Design Magazine. But we had a couple of extra minutes and this week, and so I wanted to take a moment to talk about tryaninteriordesigner.com. With the holidays upon us, you may be feeling the stress of getting your house ready for friends and family and so forth. And something that a lot of people don't think about, and that is to reach out and get some help from a professional interior designer. And you can a lot of people don't really know what an interior designer can do to help them. They have a vague idea of what an interior designer does, that they come in and they tell you how to, or they show you how to arrange your furniture and so forth, and they really do a lot more than that. But at tryaninteriordesigner.com, you visit this website. It's associated with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we have a list of local interior designers that can help you with really any aspect of your home. And the slogan that we use is, when building, remodeling, or improving your home, don't go it alone. And an interior designer can really help you, and you don't have to spend a lot of money with an interior designer either. But on tryaninteriordesigner.com, you can search. There's several different things that you can do. You can search by room to get inspiration, and that includes, we've got amazing photographs of local interior designers that have helped homeowners in the kitchen, in the bathroom, in the living room areas, in the bedroom, dining room, even outdoor areas, which are becoming very, very popular these days. And I kind of equate hiring an interior designer to going to get your hair cut. And you don't, most people don't cut their own hair. And if they did, they probably would get some strange looks. Most of us go and we have a professional who styles our hair. And then we get compliments afterwards. oh, you got your hair cut, or doesn't your hair look so nice, or that kind of thing. And what do? We say thank you, as if we were responsible for it somehow. And it, you know, it's the hairstyle, it's the stylist that's doing all the heavy lifting and making you look good. And that's what an interior designer can do to help you. Friends and family will visit your house, and they'll compliment you, and they'll notice the different parts of your house that an interior designer has helped you with, and they'll say, oh, this is so beautiful. And what do? You get to take credit. You get to say thank you, as if you did it yourself. And an interior designer, working with an interior designer, you can be as involved or not involved as you would like. And even, you know, just anything from picking paint colors, for example. You know, it's so easy to paint inside your house, but you don't want to, no one wants to do the work twice. And you don't want to get those looks from people or you know, who friends or family who just don't really think the paint colors that you chose were the best choices. And you can meet with an interior designer and they can help you choose the paint colors that will flow seamlessly from one room to another. Another big thing that interior designers can help homeowners with is avoiding mistakes, avoiding costly mistakes. And the reality is it's very, very tempted to kind of cut corners and, oh, I'm going to order this this product online. And then you get it here and it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit your kitchen. Or your bathroom, or your dining room, and then you have to worry about having to ship it back. You know, just having a relationship with an interior designer where you could make a quick phone call and say, hey, I'm going to text you over a photograph of something that I'm thinking about. They're experts, they're professionals, and they can take a look at that and say, that's not going to fit or that's not going to work with the style that you've got in your house. They'll tell you the truth. And help you avoid making costly mistakes. And you know, the biggest thing is livability. You want to get the most out of your house. You want the most comfort and the most enjoyment and the most pride that you can generate for living at your house. And that's where an interior designer can really help you, is to really just make your house the best it can be. So don't go it alone. We really want you to try an interior designer, and just visit tryaninteriordesigner.com. There's also a special on tryaninteriordesigner.com where you can receive 2 hours of design time for only $100. So that's it's like a half price offer. So visit tryaninteriordesigner.com. Give it a shot. If you hire an interior designer once, a homeowner will usually hire an interior designer again when there's a project that comes up. It's that good an experience.
Talking about a home. Talking about me and you. The things we'll do. I said a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.